Acts chapter 26. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You are permitted to speak for yourself." Then Paul stretched forth the hand, and answered for himself, "I consider myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you concerning all the things of which I am accused of the Jews. Especially because I know you to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Therefore I ask you to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, all the Jews know. Who knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after the most strict sect of our religion I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our forefathers. To this promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. Because of this hope, Sake, King Agrippa, I am accused by the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you, that God should raise the dead? I truly thought in myself, that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Which I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly angry against them, I persecuted them even to strange cities. Because of which as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw in the road a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the thorns. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. But rise, and stand upon your feet. Because I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which you have seen, and of those things in the which I will appear to you. Delivering you from the people, and from the Gentiles, non-Jews, to whom I now send you. To open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith that is in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. But showed first to those of Damascus, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, non-Jews, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works that show repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple, and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help from God, I continue to this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. That Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first who should rise from the dead, and should show light to the people, and to the Gentiles, non-Jews. And as he spoke for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning has made you mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus. But speak forth the words of truth and soberness. Because the king knows of these things, before whom also I speak freely, because I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, because these things were not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, You almost persuade me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God, that not only you, but also all who hear me this day, were both almost, and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had so spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and those who sat with them. And when they had gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man had done nothing worthy of death or of bonds. Then Agrippa said to Festus, This man might have been set at liberty, if he had not appealed to Caesar.